It's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. We are live 7 days a week. Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. Sundays, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. And Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. With Jim Valley, the effing king of recovery. Still new and vicious. Back again because of the fans. And life is nothing but moments in between Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar matches. You know, Friday, Dave Meltzer, Brian, and Semper Vivi talked about how people backstage are excited with Triple H in charge that they can say wrestler and wrestling on TV again. And apparently, there are other words they can say. I'm still trying to figure out if I can say or should say what Drew McIntyre called Roman Reigns on SmackDown last night. For real. I don't know if I want to say it. It's kind of gross. Anyway, a packed show today. So much wrestling. SmackDown, Rampage, Battle of the Belts, the G1. Karrion Kross and Scarlett make a surprise return to SmackDown. As Kross attacks Drew McIntyre, Scarlett turns to the hourglass and they point at Roman Reigns. Tick-tock, they say. The WWE announces the women's tag team titles are finally coming back. We'll talk about the plan or lack of a plan. Battle of the Belts 3 on TNT tonight looks like some good wrestling. And WWE SmackDown Women's Champion Liv Morgan booed and razzed by fans Friday night in South Carolina. And I don't know why. After all, Liv Morgan is the most inspirational, cheating wrestler in wrestling. She's a quitter. After all these years of struggling and trying and being so triumphant and resilient, she's a cheater and a quitter. We'll talk about Liv Morgan, her character, and why I'm so tired of these wrestlers that think we're expected to cheer them just because they always dreamed of being a wrestler. Big deal. It's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
Work.
It's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live. And if you're a wrestler who begs for fans to cheer them, I've got news for you. I don't have to like you. I don't have to cheer you. You're the one who got in the entertainment business. If you're not entertaining, I'll let you know. And fans let Liv know on Friday Night SmackDown. We'll talk about that coming up. There's a brand new Jim Valley Because of the Fans t-shirt up at Pro Wrestling Tees right now. You want to talk about another trope in wrestling. Whether you're Seth Rollins, Becky Lynch, John Morrison, The Miz, Christian, or Lacey Evans, or pretty much any pro wrestler, you now can point at the crowd, turn in a circle, and blame each and every one of you. Because it's always because of the fans. So you can pick it up. It's a new design by James Vanderbeek, the guy on Twitter that does all the fun Jerem memes. So pick up the original design, the Jim Valley Because of the Fans t-shirt today. You can watch for the link on my social or find it at the Observer Store at ProWrestlingTees.com. Also, I do the show live on my YouTube channel. You can go to YouTube, find Jim Valley. Please smash that subscribe button and like, as the kids say. So do that for me. I would appreciate that. You know, my wife's a great travel agent. We got some cool travel reviews of some resorts and things that we've done. So check those out as well. Friday night on SmackDown, they replayed Pat McAfee kicking Happy Corbin in the crotch about a million times. Oh my God, they replayed this thing so many times. I swear, they replayed this more than the Montreal Screwjob. I mean, they just kept replaying it and replaying it. There was a telestrator and they replayed it. In the back, a group of wrestlers were laughing at Corbin, and that led to a match with Ricochet. And Ricochet defeated Happy Corbin. There was kind of a rub Ricochet and McAfee throwing a football and stuff. But a happy ending to the beginning of SmackDown. Then Shinsuke Nakamura defeated Ludwig Kaiser, setting up a match against Gunther for the Intercontinental title. Next week, Gunther and Nakamura went face-to-face to promote the match. Then SmackDown Women's Champion Liv Morgan talked in the ring with Kayla Braxton. And Kayla had this sour look on her face. Matter of fact, she even tweeted about it as she interviewed Liv. Braxton recapped the controversial finish and Ronda Rousey's suspension, and Morgan had her arm in a sling due to Rousey's attack after the match, and the fans booed Morgan and broke out into a "you tapped out" chant. She claimed that she only tapped when she thought the referee counted three, and the fans booed loudly again. We'll come back to this. Let me get through SmackDown first, but we'll come back to Liv Morgan, because the way she was dressed, Liv Morgan confuses me. Sonya Deville came out, confronted Morgan, said she was going to win the gauntlet. She defeated Aaliyah in like 2 minutes. Then Raquel Rodriguez defeated Sonya Deville. Then Raquel defeated Shotzi. Raquel defeated Xia Li. And then Shayna Baszler came out and defeated Raquel Rodriguez. You know, Raquel Rodriguez was obviously a Vince McMahon project. You know, she's the muscle woman. She'd come out and show those back muscles, those lats. And, you know, she's the big, giant, strong woman of the SmackDown Women's Division. And Shayna choked her out to the Coquina Clutch. Yeah, she had three matches, but still, it just, I don't know. Clearly, Shayna is now going to face Liv at Clash of the Castle, but Shayna probably is set up for Ronda to come back sometime in the fall, I would guess. Viking Raiders defeated Tommy Gibson and Jim Mulkey. Those aren't their real names. They're two local Carolina wrestlers. Jim Mulkey, what's his name? I'll have to look it up again. It's like Chance Matthews or something like that. But I have it here on my phone. What is it? It was Marcus Cross and Hunter James. But Marcus Cross was Griff Garrison's tag team partner in the Carolinas. And he looked like the quintessential 80s wrestler with the bleach blonde hair and the long tights and everything. He looked like he came right out of the Midnight Express. But anyway, after the match, Kofi Kingston ran out and attacked the Raiders at the kendo stick, cleared the ring, and the fans erupted in a Kofi chant. Then they had a match as Kofi defeated Eric in like 3 minutes 45 seconds. And then Cole and McAfee announced that the WWE Women's Tag Team Title Tournament starts Monday on Raw. No details were given. The WWE Undisputed Universal Champion Roman Reigns and the Usos made their way to the ring, and Roman Reigns was addressing Drew McIntyre. Drew came out. Okay. I cleared this with Sports Byline because I don't want to get anybody in trouble. I don't want them. But Drew called Roman the tribal queef. I'm no prude, but it's Friday night. Yeah, there's a lot of old guys watching the show. And it's TV 14, but there's probably kids listening. And yeah, kids may or may not know, but I don't know. That's one that I probably wouldn't do, but that's just me. But hey, PG-13 or PG-14 now, kids. So while Drew was talking, Karrion Kross's music and Titantron hits, Scarlett comes out, and while Drew's turned around watching Scarlett's entrance, Drew gets blindsided by Karrion Kross. He's got a leather jacket on. He attacks him, lays Drew out. Scarlett places the hourglass right on the apron of the ring, turns it over, points at Reigns. Tick-tock, tick-tock, as Kross and Scarlett posed, and SmackDown goes off the air. First of all, I think it's good that there's fresh blood and fresh acts on SmackDown. It does seem like the same acts over and over again. We'll see what happens. I don't know. I wonder if this is kind of a Mark Mero and Sable situation where she's kind of the charisma of the act, but maybe sort of like Mero, it was circumstances last time. Maybe he was doing the wrong things, dressed up in the goofy helmet and gladiator outfit, and he was maybe just trying to follow instructions that just don't fit him. Maybe he'll do better this time under the direction of Triple H and do things that are more natural for Karrion Kross. So we'll wait and see. What the jury, I'm going to say, is out on Karrion Kross. He may be a big fish in a small pond kind of guy, or maybe now everything's going to come together and this is the situation where he can be successful. But I could see Kross being the reason that Drew fails at Clash at the Castle, and then gets ready for Roman as he faces Drew and beats Drew. As we mentioned, SmackDown Women's Titles, a tournament will take place, will start, or something, on Monday on Raw. Participants were not announced, for the upcoming tournaments. You know the situation. The titles were vacated on May 20th after Sasha and Naomi walked out of the company on May 16th on Raw for creative differences. And then on the May 20th edition of SmackDown, Michael Cole said the duo were suspended from WWE and they let us all down. Anyway, so we'll have a tournament. You know, a wrestling news reported that Sasha and Naomi have reached an agreement to return to WWE. And if that's true, in theory, you could see someone like Dakota Kai and Io Sky winning the tag team titles, then Sasha and Naomi come back to be the rightful champions, get their belts, and you have a natural feud. But that's just one thought. There could be other heels and things. Also announced on Raw, Bobby Lashley defending the U.S. title against Ciampa. Coming up, we'll talk about Rampage Friday night and Battle of the Belts. We'll preview it and talk about the results, so I'll give you a warning for that. It's Wrestling Observer Live, Jim Valley, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You can tweet me at Jim Valley. As I mentioned, Bobby Lashley defends the U.S. Championship against Ciampa, scheduled for Monday Night Raw. You know, a lot of people see Ciampa as proof that things have changed under Triple H in WWE. Triple H, don't get me wrong, things have changed. There are definitely things happening. It doesn't have quite the boomer vibe anymore that WWE used to have, and it still has to a degree, but don't get so excited that everything is going to be glitter and unicorns and puppy dogs and everything's going to be peppermint and sunshine, because it looks to me, while it's great that Ciampa is on TV and is getting TV time, it looks to me like Ciampa is just the setup guy for The Miz. And I'm glad that Ciampa's on TV, and just being on TV, believe me, that's a victory in WWE. But there is something about the WWE presentation that does not do Ciampa any favors. He looks really small. And I know to a lot of younger people, body type and size doesn't matter. That's what she said. But anyway, his size, I mean, that WWE ring with the big, huge white canvas, light-colored canvas, and just its size, you know, it's bigger, it's always bigger than the WCW ring. If you go back and look at someone like Rey Mysterio in the WCW ring versus the WWE ring, what a difference it makes. Plus, the giant video wall. And I wish Ciampa the best. You know, I expect he'll get on TV as a henchman and a setup guy. But that's about it. I could be wrong, but there's just something about the WWE presentation that really benefits someone of size. And if you're not huge, you just get lost in that giant sea of a canvas. AEW Rampage from Grand Rapids Friday night. Jon Moxley defeated good old Mance Warner in an AEW Interim World Title Eliminator match. It's so odd that Mance Warner won the Bunkhouse Battle Royal on the Ric Flair pay-per-view and earned himself an AEW title match. That's so. It's a weird political wrestling world we are in these days. Conrad Thompson is quite the impressive salesman. Also, Takeshita, oh my God, Takeshita got a win on television. It was against Ryan Nemeth, but hey, look, it was a win on television. Like his first win on television, which is great because he's getting a ROH title shot. He beat Ryan Nemeth in like a minute and a half. It was great. They talked about it. Takeshita has connected with the crowd, and that's true. And then Madison Rayne debuted, I believe, on AEW, defeating Layla Gray in 8:25. Afterwards, Jade Cargill came out to invite Rayne to accept her open challenge on Wednesday. Kira Hogan tried to run in and attack Rayne from behind, but Rayne hit her with the cross Rayne, just like she hit Layla Gray. And, you know, it's really a difference between WWE and AEW presentation, because Madison Rayne had her outfit on, the magenta top with the stripes, kind of the boy short bottom with a couple of stripes, racing stripes. And Layla Gray had almost the exact same outfit, but in blue. They looked like they could have been tag team partners. And it's like, that kind of stuff would never happen in WWE. Somebody would go and get a different outfit because they looked way too much alike. It was too similar. I'm going to talk about casting and being too similar coming up in just a few minutes, but also on the show, AEW World Tag Team Champions Keith Lee and Swerve Strickland defeated Tony Nese and Josh Woods with Smart Mark Sterling in the corner in a Friday night street fight. And, you know, the ratings for Rampage have not been great, and I don't know that this show is going to be the one to turn those ratings around. AEW Battle of the Belts is tonight. However, it's already been taped, so if you don't want to hear it, plug your ears for about 60 seconds, maybe less. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1. TNT Champion Wardlow defeated Jay Lethal, no surprise, to retain the title after hitting a powerbomb. AEW Women's Champion Thunder Rosa defeated Jamie Hayter. And Ring of Honor World Champion Claudio Castagnoli defeated Takeshita to retain his title. And don't get me wrong, I'm sure there was a lot of good wrestling on the card. Everyone on the show is a very good wrestler, very good at their craft. And if you watch wrestling for wrestling, if you want to just sit down on a Saturday night, see a solid hour or two, whatever it is, 90 minutes, whatever it is, of wrestling, you're going to enjoy this show, I am sure. If you watch wrestling for surprises and twists and turns and title changes, you will not like this show. Not every show can have surprises. You could have chapters where things are built to make the future surprises that much better. I'm sure this is a good show, but it's got nothing in the way of debuts, turns, or crazy surprises, nothing like that. Just some good Saturday night wrestling. And there's nothing wrong with that. When I was a kid, we had Clash of the Champions. I would have loved a show like this. But in 2022, we're so spoiled that we get upset if the show only has good wrestling. Stupid, crappy, good wrestling. Don't want to see good wrestling. Want to see everything happen. Where's the tractor, AEW? Anyway, AEW's next taping will be a special edition of Dynamite, Quake at the Lake, which will take place at the Target Center in Minneapolis. Both AEW and Rampage will be held. Matches announced for Dynamite include interim world champion Jon Moxley defending his title against Chris Jericho, TBS champion Jade Cargill defends against Madison Rayne, Darby Allin and Brody King in a coffin match, and one I'm really, really looking forward to, the Lucha Brothers versus Andrade and Rush in a tornado tag team match. That is going to be exciting. I really hope that we see more with Andrade and Rush and the Lucha Brothers in AEW. AEW's done a pretty good job with wrestlers from Mexico as far as representation goes. I'd like to see more representation in WWE for Mexicans, more than just Rey Mysterio. But that's just me. But that looks like a pretty good show. Quake at the Lake. And I know Dave has talked about how AEW seems to be losing some momentum. And maybe that's true. That can be true. But look, things go up and down. I personally, if I'm Tony Khan, and I'm not, yeah, things could be down right now, but don't panic. You don't need to throw everything at the wall. I would just take my time and continue to build, unless there's huge corporate pressure that I don't know about because of the whole WB and the whole everything happening with HBO Max and Discovery and all of that stuff happening. Unless there's corporate pressure, sometimes you don't go in a straight line. There's going to be ups and downs, and summertime can be a lull. I would worry more about the fall and really when television and people aren't out doing things. I think that's my personal opinion on that, but you know, I'm not there dealing with corporate pressures, but I think that this is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And I think that you don't need things to be crazy all the time and things always happening. I think some lulls help build for the future. So yeah, things may be down right now, but there's no need to panic, in my personal opinion. Speaking of lulls, it's night 12 in the G1 tournament. I don't know, I'm not really following the G1 so much this year. I get more into it the closer we get to the finals, but in tournament matches, no real surprises. Yoshihashi defeated El Fantasmo. Lance Archer defeated Toriano. Zack Sabre Jr. defeated Hiroki Goto. Jay White defeated Great Okan. And Shingo Takagi, I guess in the only real sort of surprise, defeated Will Ospreay. So coming up, who is Liv Morgan? Can you tell me what her gimmick is? And why we should cheer her? Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. It's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live, and I don't know if you know me, but I am very nice. I work hard, and I like wrestling, so you should listen to my show. You know, Daniel, my producer back at the radio station, he likes me, so you should listen to my show. I really, really, really like wrestling, and I work really hard. So, you should listen to my show and buy my t-shirts. No. That's not the way it works. If you are informed and entertained and feel that it's worth an hour of your life every week, then you should listen to the show. If you get something from it, you should listen. I am so tired of these wrestlers whose gimmick it is that they like wrestling. You? You like wrestling? No kidding! I like wrestling. Here, take my money. And I'm gonna buy tickets and your merchandise. All because you like wrestling. And you work hard. Which brings me to Liv Morgan. Now let me say, I have no ill will towards Liv Morgan. If she's popular in the back and the locker room is thrilled that she finally has the title, that is sincerely wonderful. I'm happy for her if her dream is to be SmackDown Women's Champion. If she has worked hard behind the scenes and finally has made it to a higher place on the card, good for her. I don't hate Liv Morgan. She's fine. And that's it. Let me ask you, with a gun to your head, can you tell me what Liv Morgan's gimmick is? Can you? Maybe in, let's say, 5 words or less, can you tell me Liv Morgan's gimmick? You know what I think her gimmick is to me? Not Alexa Bliss. She's blonde. She's kind of petite. But she's not as charismatic as Alexa. Not as versatile as Alexa. Doesn't have as good as promo as Alexa. Alexa is a star. And I don't know why she's been downgraded. It's because she's got married to Ryan Cabrera. It's because she doesn't need WWE anymore. I don't know. Is she on her way out maybe to start a family? Is that why she... I don't know why she's seemingly downgraded. But Friday night on SmackDown, Liv comes out and Liv is wearing this vinyl bikini with chains, kind of this S&M look. She looked like China Light or maybe Cat. Remember Cat when she was little China? And pro wrestling is casting. Entertainment, movies, television, music, it's casting. Now, in real life, you judge people by their character, their work ethic. You don't judge them by their race, their color, their creed, their religion, their origin. I want to make it clear. There's a delineation between real life and casting in entertainment. We're talking about casting. And I have never figured out why WWE needs two little blondes that look so much alike. I personally think Liv has diluted Alexa. I mean, you don't have two Beckys. You don't have two Baileys, two Biancas. And I always felt that Liv and Alexa occupy too much of the same space when it comes to look and dress. And it's not just women, for example. I feel bad for Grayson Waller on NXT because I feel like he occupies a lot of the same space as Theory. Just another example. Maybe we'll talk about Grayson Waller another day, but I want to make it clear, I'm not just talking about women. Last night on Rampage, Layla Gray, as I mentioned, and Madison Rayne had the same top and boy short outfits, just different colors. They look like a tag team wrestling.
Ryan's on the line.
But getting back to Liv Morgan, her gimmick seems to be that she's on the roster so long. She's been around so long. That the fact she finally won the title makes her inspirational. She lost a lot on TV, but she didn't quit. She won the title. She defends the title against Ronda Rousey at SummerSlam. And what happens? She quit. She tapped out. The referee missed it, declared her the winner, and she accepted the tainted win after quitting. She's dishonest, and she's a quitter and a loser. Why wouldn't the crowd boo her? That's something Miz would do. And look, Liv does not have a personality or persona on television. She just looks weak. Her gimmick is she worked hard, finally got her reward. Now she's the champion. She's a cheater and a quitter and uses dishonest means to keep her title. Of course, she's going to get booed and razzed by the fans. You know, Aaliyah, she's like the new Liv Morgan. She comes out, she smiles, she's at the bottom of the pecking order. Does she deserve a title now? You know, it was the boyhood dream of Shawn Michaels to win the WWE title. And he won the title. It was at WrestleMania 12, beating Bret Hart in the Iron Man match. And that's great. But Shawn was also a great wrestler. The bell rang and Shawn could go. You always knew you were going to get a great match with Shawn Michaels. And today now, we have all these wrestlers who work hard or have been fans their whole life. And they have like this expectation that therefore we have to like them. We don't. I'm so sick of it. WWE's sports entertainment. They say that all the time. Sports entertainment. The word entertainment is right there. Liv doesn't have great matches. She's a fine talker, nothing special. Why am I supposed to like her? I'm not being critical. I'm literally asking, please, give me a reason why I should like Liv Morgan. Alexa Bliss is Oreo cookies. Liv Morgan is Hydrox. Alexa Bliss is Coca-Cola. Liv Morgan is RC. I'm sure she's a nice person. She's good to her friends and her family. But why should I give her my money to watch her wrestle or cut a promo? Wrestling is a competitive business. Today, you can't just be a good wrestler. There are too many wrestlers who come out and feel like almost demand that we have to like them and support them. No! That's your job! Your job is to coerce me into supporting you. Don't beg me or guilt me into liking you. I don't have to. That is literally your job. You get paid to generate revenue, not to beg for it. If you want to beg for it, go out on the street or get an OnlyFans. John Moxley loves wrestling, but he doesn't beg for anything. He goes out there, and every time, man, those chips, they just fall where they may. He doesn't care if you like him or not, but he's got an intensity that nobody else has. So listen up. I don't have to like you. You have to entertain me. And if you entertain me, that's where I'll give you money. Why is wrestling like this? You don't hear actors say, you know, I always wanted to be an actor, so you have to like me. I've always wanted to be a musician my whole life, so you have to like my music and buy my CDs and buy my downloads. You never hear someone say, I'm fat, ugly, and my hygiene is questionable, but I've always wanted to be a porn star, so subscribe to my OnlyFans. What is it with wrestling? Are we so embarrassed and mentally beaten down as wrestling fans at these wrestlers that think the fans are so damaged that we're automatically going to relate to them and buy their merchandise? No, that's not the way it works. Find your niche. Find your niche in matches. Find your niche in promos. Find your niche to be relatable and entertaining. Quit begging. Go out and earn it. Find your niche. Find a persona that works, and then you'll make your money. Tweet me at Jim Valley, or you could be at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. That's where we find Ryan. Ryan, what's up? Is Ryan there? Is he not there? No?
No.
Ryan! Ryan. You're on. What's up? Go for it. No?
No.
Am I talking to myself?
Nothing. I don't know. He's up. I don't know why it's not working.
Jeez, Ryan. Oh, well, we tried. Thank you. I appreciate it. All right, just go ahead and cut him off. Go ahead and kill him there because I'm feedbacking. I don't want to feedback. Anyway, look. There's something in wrestling where we as fans, it's like just because you're a wrestler, I don't have to like you. It's like I kind of feel that way with Jonathan Gresham. He's a very good wrestler. But he's obviously not the tallest guy in the world. And that's fine. You can be different body types. You can be short. You can be really tall. You can be heavy set with a larger body mass index. There's room for different shapes and sizes in the circus. But you still have to find your niche. It's not just enough to be, I'm a good wrestler. You come down with the Cthulhu mask. Are you Cthulhu? Are you some sort of devil character? I get it. It's like you're an octopus. You tie people up. Okay. So buttons. So why? It's just, it's not enough in my opinion to overcome the height thing. I think the height thing can be overcome, but it's like, there's a million guys who are also charismatic and good wrestlers and cut great promos are good wrestlers. It's just not enough. You've got to check more boxes. I think you can, but it's like you're only going to be at a certain level if you're just a good wrestler. There are wrestlers, I'm not going to name names, who their gimmick is their how can I say this without giving it away? They pretend to be physical specimens, dominant physical specimens, but they're not in that good a shape. And again, wrestling can welcome different body types in the circus, but if your gimmick doesn't fit your body type, you're only going to go so far in wrestling. We don't have to like you. That's your job. Figure it out. Jim Valley, 1-800-878-PLAY, or tweet me at Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live. It's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, or tweet me at Jim Valley. WWE announced its WrestleMania ticket launch party. SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles, admission is free. It's coming up August 11th. Names listed include Becky Lynch, also Miz, Maryse, Bianca Belair, Liv Morgan, The Usos, Theory, Street Profits, Alexa Bliss, Carmella, Corey Graves, The Mysterios, Ricochet, plus Snoop Dogg, because Snoop Dogg is everywhere. It's not that I dislike Snoop Dogg, but does the guy have credibility when literally he's like in every commercial? And if he's not in it, then Shaq is in it. Do their agents get paid like by the number of commercials those guys do? Nothing wrong with them, no disrespect, but they shill everything. Also expected to be there, Gabriel Iglesias, the fluffy comedian, which I think is a great guy to have there. He's got quite the following. He's very funny. I think he would be a good fit for WrestleMania. I don't know physically if he could do anything, but that's a great celebrity to have. And JoJo Siwa. Rumor has it. JoJo Siwa is training right now. JoJo Siwa, I mean, she did Dancing with the Stars. She's done a bunch of other shows. JoJo Siwa may be wrestling at WrestleMania. Is she still really popular? I mean, I don't know. I mean, she was, you know, I wasn't really her audience. I mean, certainly she has notoriety and things, and it brings some attention, I'm sure. But yeah, rumor has it, JoJo Siwa training for wrestling, and she'll be at the WrestleMania Hollywood launch party coming up on the 11th. Something to keep an eye on. Well, look, as always, don't forget, go to Pro Wrestling Tees, check out my Because of the Fans t-shirt, get my, follow me on YouTube, be sure to hit that like and subscribe button on my YouTube channel. I would really, really appreciate that. And I will not be here next Saturday, so don't worry, it's a planned absence. I'll be doing some stuff with the family, but I'll be back the week after. But I will be back, as always, because of the fans. Talk to you later.